Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll also get to see the random question of the day. And at 1 o'clock, Paul Charchin, our fantasy football insider from Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com, is going to join us. We'll find out what he makes of Joe Flacco from a fantasy angle. How does that impact a Josh Downs type, a Michael Pittman Jr., Jonathan Taylor? And what do you do tonight? I've told you the betting angle for tonight and the interesting angle with the Texans and Jets. But what about fantasy football-wise? Can you trust C.J. Stroud? Bunch of yards last week, still not getting you touchdowns. Joe Mixon, can he keep on running? Is Aaron Rodgers in play tonight? So we'll get into some fantasy football with Paul Charchin in a little bit. And I'm guessing in the 1 o'clock hour, because of the interest we saw from some of you on the text line, maybe we'll open up the phone lines in the 1 o'clock hour and talk a bit more about the WNBA chances of coming to Kansas City after Patrick Mahomes addressed that and confirmed that he and the KC current ownership group did meet with the WNBA about bringing a team. I think a lot of people are interested in the topic, whether or not that means there's full-on interest in the team, if they had tickets, et cetera, is a whole different conversation. But I think people are fascinated by what that could mean for, you know, arena usage, what it means for the chances of an NBA team. Does it hurt their chance? There's so many different angles to go with that. I might get back into that in the 1 o'clock hour. But Bink, you're not happy about today. You think today's a waste now. And I think this is one of your worst takes you've had about life in general.
Well, the consensus would agree with me.
Ooh.
Dana Hughes agreed with me.
He did not.
He said in the past he dressed like a referee. He says he doesn't do it now. He's going to go out, see the grandkids, do that kind of thing. Dana Hughes, very, very reputable man in this city, since in the past.
There's nothing wrong with Halloween.
It's different, though, when you have kids and grandkids, though.
If you have kids, again, we'll get if you have kids and you dress up with your kids, and why wouldn't you do that?
Which I do. I have kids all over the place.
Yeah, your kids are older and they're in their 20s. I'm talking about my nephews are, you know, 9 and under. It's a little bit different. Like tonight I'm going over to their place or whatever. It'll be fun. But you earlier today said you think Halloween is becoming like Valentine's Day and it's more about couples, which I think is an interesting take to say.
We're on the cusp of giving out Halloween cards and orange flowers, to be honest with you. Honestly, in the pantheon of holidays, I'll take Groundhog's Day.
You
over
don't
want to
eat candy.
Honestly, I would. I would take
on a weekend. You don't want to go to a Halloween party and have a few drinks, and your hot girlfriend is dressed up as
that
well. What's the problem?
Fat groundhog Phil from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, comes out of his hole.
Groundhog
and
Day
you look
is
in his
not
shadow,
a holiday.
And then you move on. Groundhog Day is a holiday.
No, it's
we also don't live in Pennsylvania, so I don't care.
It's as much a holiday as Halloween is, but this has become too commercial. It is.
Well, everything's
they
commercialized.
They start selling candy in the middle of summer. This is more about couples now. Couples do the dress-up thing. They go to parties. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to do a show last night, and on my timeline, is Christian McCaffrey dressed like the freaking
You
tenman?
Really have an issue with Christian McCaffrey dressing up with his wife.
Happy. Hold on. He looked pissed. Look it up. He looks mad, and I would be mad, too, if I was sitting there holding a poodle in a basket with my hot wife dressed like Dorothy. I'll give him that. She did look good. But the bottom line, he didn't want to be there. He might as well have been dressed like a Teletubby.
Somebody on the text
That's
line.
That's another
earlier,
thing. Who the hell is a grown man dresses like a Teletubby? You'll see him tonight, probably.
Earlier on the show, somebody texted, this is the perfect epitome of you, Bink. Quote, if McCaffrey had stayed in his playbook and I dressed up a little like the Tin Man, his Achilles would be fine. Is that how you feel?
Maybe. If the guy's hurt not playing, you shouldn't be dressed like the Tin Man. And holding Toto the dog, even if your wife is hot. The text line says, wait, Bink has children. Yes, I've got twice as much as you guys do. I'm a multi-state player. So, yes, I've had children. What are you laughing at, Drew? I'm a multi-state player. Multi-states where my children live.
From the 918, this is correct. Bink
That's
is
why
the Scrooge
I hate my
of Halloween.
Misery.
You hate Halloween as much as Scrooge hated Christmas.
No, I hate Halloween.
You can change,
because
Bink.
Halloween is a manufactured holiday that's becoming nothing more than dressing up on Halloween
but
night.
If you're saying it's commercialized,
tonight,
everything
tonight,
is.
I would just sit back and go to your door tonight because I'm not going to do it. Lights off. I'm watching football. But go to your door and find out how many guys people are dressed like Taylor and Travis. I mean, that's going to be a popular couples thing. Or how many Scooby-Doos you have at your house tonight. I mean, this crap like that, it gets old, guys. I'm just saying, Halloween is overrated. This used to be about the children getting candy bars. And it's turned into your girlfriend, and you're going to a party dressed like God knows what. Like poor Christian McCaffrey dressed like the freaking Tin Man.
I really, really wish that you. I knew
like,
this.
Seriously,
take beforehand.
That's divorce type stuff.
I wish I knew your take beforehand, Bing, because I would have gone and gotten a Scooby Doo costume and I'd have shown up as Scooby Doo just to see
Drew,
your face.
That is you have your hair's yellow. That doesn't surprise me one bit. But Macaulay Culkin is dressed like your hero, Joe Burrow,
because he
that
looks like Burrow. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
That is
Bing.
An insult to humanity when he's sitting there laying out in the Bengals uniform.
I thought that
seriously,
was awesome.
If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm pissed. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? Like, well, why do you have to dress like me for Halloween? Halloween, listen, the roots of Halloween is supposed to be spooky, right? It's supposed to be spooky. What the hell
spooky?
There's
different degrees.
What the hell spooky about someone dressing like Jake from State Farm? How is that spooky? Do I need to see some blood coming down or something? It's gory. That's Halloween.
Oh,
it's spooky.
My goodness.
It's not this happy
couple
thing.
You hate kids dressed up as Scooby-Doo? That's what you said, basically. It's kids. It's kid. There's
what are the parents to blame here?
Thank you.
Make your kid a goblin or ghost or something.
You are acting like because
an axe murderer.
You're acting like because like a 32-year-old couple wants to have a party the weekend before that. Kids aren't dressing up anymore.
Oh, no, Johnson County's probably buzzed with Halloween parties.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Nobody's saying the kids aren't dressing up anymore.
County, we don't do that.
The kids don't dress up. They don't celebrate Halloween. The kids just don't do anything.
We're looking forward to Thanksgiving now. Because you know what? Thanksgiving's not commercial. You know what? You sit your ass down, you have turkey, you watch the Detroit freaking Lions and Dallas Cowboys, smile.
You're acting like you can't do multiple holidays.
And then you
holidays,
put your Christmas tree up, real holidays. Again, Halloween is manufactured. It's only a matter of time before Hallmark grabs and I love Hallmark, by the way. My dad made his career out of that, so it's fine.
You mean Freeform? Because
and Alex is in a Hallmark movie, so I'm not.
Next month, baby. Next month.
Are you actually in this damn thing?
I mean, they could have cut my scene. I don't know. I mean, I
hope they don't, because I have a watch party.
I mean, I've told you, if I'm there, it's going to be. You're just going to see me walking down the street. Basically, is all you're going
to
see.
So they feel the need to walk on your lawn, Bink.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is definitely old man get off my lawn.
Go ahead. I'll have
today.
Your ass arrested, too. And don't come over asking for a candy bar either because my light's off. My light's off, football's on. You know what? I already have plans. You know what?
Bink, by 7:30.
I have flashlights out, candles out, because the lights are off. Get the hell away from me. I'm not giving you candy bars because you know what? You little bastards. A couple years ago, I set a bowl out there. They took the damn bowl.
Yeah,
Who the hell does that? Nobody. It was probably somebody dressed like the freaking Tin Man.
Every holiday is manufactured now. Commercialized.
Groundhog Day's not.
It's not a holiday.
You know, for Thanksgiving, I went to Plymouth Rock.
Uh-huh.
For Thanksgiving, to get that spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas. We all love Christmas. And Thanksgiving is a real holidays. Valentine's Day is a fake made-up holiday. Halloween, you're getting close.
Wait, so
you're
you
getting
don't like
real close.
So you don't like Halloween or Valentine's Day?
Hell no, Drew. He's born yesterday. I hate Valentine's Day worse than Halloween. And it's hard to hate something more than
you
that.
You also blame the show, apparently, as well, for something as well.
We have a snitch line Thursday today.
Yeah,
it's,
you guys
been a while.
Really, you guys have ruined my life.
Snitch line Thursday coming up.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, you really have. If you think about what you've done to me.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
1:15 today. We'll hear about this snitch that you have, I guess.
No more kids with that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
Drew's in the background over
when
there.
When you having a kid, Drew?
Here we go. Let's get right to it.
I don't know.
You've been married for how long?
I've been married technically for a little over 2 years.
But you're still only 20. You're 29, right?
I'm 29.
And your wife is?
28. We've been together.
You were changing diapers in your 30s? Come on, bro. Have a kid.
They're both very, very young. They're both very young still.
You need to have a kid, Gold.
Thank you. You sound like my mother. Thanks.
I mean, right now you're doing those commercials for the single guy at the station. We need a dating game. You need to be set aside
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
My
I'm enjoying
have not
life.
Gotten to that point. They're like, hey, you know, can you please have a...
You're not doing fine until you start doing boner ads for the station.
No, I've turned those down.
Have you? Yeah. I took one, actually. I did one of those before.
Full disclosure, as someone in their early 30s that's not married, I'm not going to do ED commercials yet.
Why not? It's just not a situation that affects a lot of us.
Sure.
It's a very serious issue.
I don't think the single guy that's 34 isn't probably the right guy to endorse the
why not? That would make it better. I would think, oh, my God, Alex is mid-30s, and oof, I better get some of Alex those, you know? Think about it. I did it. People think I was getting lucky. They'd be running to the store.
Oh, my God.
Text line says, Bink, you sound like someone that does need to just get laid. You need some chew. You need a lot of things right now.
You need to dress up for Halloween.
You're angry, man.
You need to dress up for Halloween.
You know what? I'm on tilt, as they say. I threw out some F-bombs on Twitter the other night because I'm so mad about
Twitter. You're angry. I saw that.
Rob was texting Dusty and asking,
well,
why am I? You guys remember Christmas Vacation, Cousin Eddie? He says every time the old lady turns on the microwave, he pisses his pants and forget who he is for half an hour. So that's basically what's happened to me for 3 days.
I forget what that was about, but you were not
happy. I literally
happy.
Pissed my pants and forgot who the hell I am for the last 3 days. I've been so mad at the national media. I'm so mad about this holiday. I don't even know who the hell I am. I don't. I literally don't know. I got a beer shirt freaking on.
Yeah, your shirt says, if you're watching a video, you've already seen it. I like beer and maybe three people.
Yeah, there's three.
That's a fitting shirt today.
My mom and my
kids. You sound really angry today. You're mad at Halloween. On one hand, you wanted the Halloween to be more gory, but then you also said you wanted to be more about the kids.
Well, no, I mean, kids dressed as goblins. Whatever happened to that? I did that. I grew up with hardly any money, and I told you I carved a pumpkin and put it on my head. But you know what, Alex? I decided to stay home and give candy out to the kids because that's what I chose to do. And now as an adult, because those bastards stole my candy, I turned the light off. Mm-hmm. Go away. Mm-hmm. Go away. I don't need to see your stupid costume.
Happy.
I literally pissed my pants and forgot who the hell I am for the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that drop.
Jeez.
I'm just saying, there's no man in this town, unless you're driving with your wife or girlfriend, you agree with me. I'll get the DMs later saying, man, you're 100% right, man. She made me go to this stupid-ass party. I did not want to play dress-up for the night. You hit this. But in the car, they're going, yes, honey, Bink's an asshole. Ooh, a jerk.
We got to dump that. You're getting so worked up, I got to use the dump button on you now.
It's the second time in my history that I've had to use the dump button.
Drew and I both got the dump button for you. You're welcome.
It was when I came in here after hernia surgery and left laid an F-bomb down.
Those of you on the stream, you're welcome.
We both just hammered that dump button. Yeah. Jeez.
I did hit the dump button. I've been dump button trained.
We all hit it.
That's why we have no time left.
We should be good.
No more cussing for a little while, please.
Does your wife have any friends?
Yes. Everybody.
What about for Goldeneye? We should go on a double date, Gold.
Oh,
we should have a dating game,
what
and you
if
and I go look
you
at
to
work
dress
for
up
Vern.
As somebody.
Work for Vern. Vern went around here for the longest time being a loser. He goes, and Mike Moustakas hits 300. He's lost all his damn hair, too, by the way, because of marriage. But Vern sat in here and he met Katie, and Katie's awesome. I've never seen Vern so happy. And he's a grumpy individual. But the dating game worked for him.
It did.
Alex and I need two women right now.
The way you're phrasing this, though.
Well, you said you're doing fine. You still doing dating apps?
I'm doing fine. Had a good trip out to Vegas. You must have missed the show earlier in the week, Bink. You'll have to go back and listen to the podcast on Monday.
Oh, were you in the pool with some ladies? I saw your shirtless pool pic you gave us
the thrill of on timeline. Our Instagram followers
are up. That was worse than damn Christian McCaffrey.
The boss is keeping track of our Instagram follower count in his office on the whiteboard. Just want to say the biggest increase in the last month. Guess what week it had the biggest increase? Just saying.
How about that?
Anyway, let's get to the random question.
Wait, time out. You took a woman to Vegas?
No, somebody was there.
You probably bought one.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Listen
to Monday's show. Drew can back me up on this.
Yes,
that's
yes,
not.
Can.
That's
how much it cost you. You know it's illegal in Clark County, Nevada. Some parts of Nevada, it's legal.
Oh, my gosh.
That was not what happened.
In Clark County, Nevada, it's illegal.
Listen to this show on Monday, Bank. You sound starved out there. You're so thirsty and starved. Help him out. Anyway.
I'm pissed off.
Let's get to the random question.
Oh, I'm going to play the sounder again?
Yeah.
Random question.
We need a reset. Need a reset it, okay?
You make fun of me again?
No. This has to do with someone I think you enjoy. That's Scott Hansen, Red Zone Channel. He was on a podcast recently, and he was talking about his audition. I want to play this for you, and then I have a follow-up question to this.
Take us through how you got the job.
I was a roving reporter at the time. So they used to send me to interview guys at games or practices and do like stand-ups on the sideline and that type of thing. And I had heard that, you know, in the hallways of NFL Network that we were starting NFL Red Zone. I knew I wanted to be in studio.
Yeah.
So I called the powers that be at the network. And I said, what do I got to do? I want this. They said, well, we got to do an audition. Now you need to know, an audition for television, typically 10, 15 minutes long. But because 7 hours commercial-free football, the audition for NFL Red Zone is 5 hours long. 5 hours.
5 hours?
They took 8 random games. They queued them all up to the kickoff of the game. They hit play simultaneously and said, talk. Broadcast it.
Jesus.
I had a suit on. I flop sweated right through the suit. At the end, I remember thinking, I either got this job or I just embarrassed myself as bad as I could ever be embarrassed. I had no idea. Maybe about 2-3 weeks later, I get a call from the executive producer at NFL Network, and he said, Scott, just want to let you know, we want to offer you the hosting role of NFL.
Awesome.
Let's go. I was like, oh, Eric, that's awesome. I said, so you watch the 5-hour audition. He said, Scott, I watched the first 10 minutes of it, and I knew you were my guy. And I was like, oh, thanks. That's great. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what do you have me do 5 hours, ruin a perfectly good suit?
So great story from Scott Hansen. 5-hour audition for Red Zone. I love it. He's amazing.
That's crazy.
We've had him on the show before. Great dude. And hopefully he keeps doing Red Zone for a long time.
It's the best show on TV, that in college game.
No doubt. So the question, though, for the random question is, what's the longest audition you've had for a job or longest interview you've had? He said 5 hours.
Wow.
913-586-7965. The longest interview / audition you've had. I'll start if I want to give you a second to think. For me, it was
I'm dumb?
What's that? Just giving you some time, Bink. Just giving you some time to cool off still. There's still smoke coming out of your forehead and out of your ears. No, the answer for me on this was a radio job that I was interviewing for before I took it in Boise. So they flew me out there, Bink. I landed at 10 in the morning. I met with 3 people. Then I did a mock full 4-hour show.
Which
then,
is tough.
Then
tough
I went to a dinner with the potential co-host and boss, slept, came back the next morning, had another interview, and then did a full show again and then got the job. So that's the longest thing I've ever done. Two mock shows in back-to-back days.
Wichita before.
This was when I was in Topeka, but I was interviewing in Boise before I took the job in Boise. That by far was the longest, like in a day or two period between auditioning and actually being interviewed that I've ever had in the business.
It's life-changing for you. I mean, it's what you wanted to do, and you're sitting here going, man, I could go out there, I could talk about Boise and the blue turf, and you know, my whole life is made for me. Look at you now. You had a national show, too. What, the Gold Exchange?
I was on SB Nation Radio.
National.
The Gold Standard.
The Gold Standard. Did you know he did national radio?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
What's your answer?
I think probably coming to 610.
How long was your interview? Or did you do how many hours of mock shows or anything?
I didn't do any mock shows. They just knew I had talent.
With takes like they had today, I mean, that sold them immediately.
Well, I mean, clearly I could talk, and they could tell right away that I could talk. I'm full of crap. They gave me an X-Lax, so I disappeared, but I still got the job. But it took a while, though. Once you interview, you know, it took a week, 2 weeks, and every night you're sitting there going, man, this is what I've always wanted to do. I'm in my hometown, talk sports. Yeah. But it was multiple interviews. It took at least 2 weeks, but it was a long interview, 2.5 hours.
The actual interview, yeah.
The actual interview was 2.5-3 hours, something like that.
Yeah. What about you, Drew?
So
we talked to Drew for like 5 minutes, and that was it, and that was our process.
I guess the longest one aspect of an interview is like an hour or so. There was one a job that I interviewed for, not this one, a few years ago. That there were like parts of it. So like I had the regular interview about an hour. Next part was like an audition sort of style tape. You have to send in this much, produce the whole bit and all of that. But I would say the longest one stint, an hour.
Someone on the text line said 3 full days in Dallas, ton of different stuff involved. The entire trip was part of the interview, including going out at night drinking. Someone else says job interviews are way too long nowadays anyway. A company knows or should know if they want you after one interview. I think it depends on the type of job, but I agree with that for the most part. Someone else said they had a 3-hour interview at the last place they worked, 2 panel interviews and 3 solo interviews.
Wow.
I think it really just depends on the job we're talking about. Some jobs, you know, you're going to be much shorter interviews than others. Just depends on like, I mean, hell, even Drew, when we interviewed you, I mean, I think what you interview with the boss and then you talk to Cody and I, and then you talk to the boss again. Yep. Like, so
you talk to me.
I did not know who you were, Bink, until I showed up. And that's correct.
Did you ask somebody?
What's that?
He wouldn't have come. I knew you would have stayed in Pensacola.
I was not in Pensacola at the time that I took this job, actually. That was post.
No, but job interviews usually, here's the thing with job interviews. I think when you first get out of school and you're interviewing, I think you have to sell yourself more. But once you've kind of done things.
I think that's fair.
They know what you can do. Your work is out there and it becomes a lot easier. But if you're getting out of school, you have to really sell yourself on why you went to school, what you want to do, why you want this career. But if you've already done this career, and you move into something like Scott Hayden, I'm shocked it took 5 hours to do that interview. But I understand why. It's a very important job.
That's a national show.
And it's the nonstop thing. Like, hey,
that's what he said. It's like, you're going to be asked to do 7 hours.
Fast pace, that was what it was.
Yeah.
Never be tired. I mean, you got to be Red Bull every second talking about that. But I know some interviews, the worst part is when you have to create something that's never going to be used. Like you said, you did like mock shows.
No, they were real shows.
Yeah. Oh, they were?
The ones in Boise, those were live, for this job, full disclosure, Cody and I did a mock show together.
Which is tough because it's...
We weren't even in the same room. Like I was in Houston. We did it remotely. I did like a 1 hour show with Cody.
That's hard to kind of gauge how good you are. Cody and I had never met each other before.
We just did that and that's how it started. But then in Boise, mine were in person. It was live. Like people in Boise, it was a real show. It'd be like if we just had somebody randomly come in here and co-host, it'd be an audition live on the air. Anyway.
That's tough, though, because if you don't have chemistry with the person, you have to kind of create it. You got to take that in mind, too, I think, if you're interviewing people. Like, it'd be much different if this was on the air and they were in person together.
So it says, longest interview, they had 3 hours for project manager, sat 3 rows up behind Royals dugout and had 3 beers. That was that was the interview.
There you go.
I once had a job where I had to take people to strip bars. I'm not kidding.
Of course you did.
I don't know.
Try taking Cody, please.
Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Orange Blossom Trail.
Yeah, take Cody. Bank.
Okay. He's never been, right? Crap. Give me an X-Lax. He's never been.
There's four drops in your bank today from you alone.
It's been a hell of a show. We still have a whole other hour to go. Up next, we're talking fantasy football with our guy, Paul Charchin of GuillotineLeagues.com. Looking forward to chatting.
Are you going to be able to behave yourself during this interview, or are you going to slip up at all?
Are you?
I'm more worried about you.
No, I think people are worried about you, Bink.
Because I think I'm rubbing off on you.
Okay, and we'll also get to the snitch line here on a Thursday.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.